All right, divrei Torah tonight, the Ili Nishmas Sfira Ben Yitzchak, the Shom Shav Aliyah. The end of, towards the end of this week's parsha, we have the laws of Leil HaSeder, of which one of the prominent ones, which makes the Leil HaSeder go on, and still deraisa fil bezman hazeh, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. To talk and kol amarbe l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim, a reza meshubach, an interesting halacha that you just keep on going, and and as the more you talk about it, the better. Now, even though the message has gone across, weiter, anything else you could say, up till chatzos or until some shittas, until the morning. All right, so very interesting halacha. What is just to recount and tell and tell. All right, but the truth is, the idea of Sipur, that verb, comes up over and over again in this week's parsha in particular. Leman tesaper bozne bincha ben bincha es asher sa'alti b'mitzrayim. And it's a theme that comes up in the later makas. Right? Ubarzer, leman saper shmi b'chol ha'aretz. That all the nisim in Mitzrayim were done for leman saper shmi. Right? In order that we should tell the story, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be spoken about throughout the earth. Right? So, the Baruch Hu needs publicity. What's it about? So the truth is, getting back to the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a famous Zohar, and it's more developed by the Ari HaKadosh, the idea that the Chag of Pesach is literally Pesach. Right, the mouth speaks. That's a zayar. That's a tikkunei zayar. Pesach, and the Ari explains that until Yitzias Mitzrayim, not aside from Am Yisrael being Golus, but there was something that was in Golus ever since the beginning of the world, right? And that was the dibur was in Golus. The etzem power of speech itself was also in Golus, and with Am Yisrael being liberated from Mitzrayim, it made a cosmic change. It wasn't just the freedom of a nation. It was also freedom of a whole concept, right? That the dibur, the power of speech that was in Golus, has finally emerged, and the mouth is free. The mouth is to be free. That for Pesach, that now the mouth could speak. Now, what does that mean? People were speaking very eloquently, from the beginning of time, right? Perhaps too eloquently, like we find, the story of Nimrod and Esau that knew how to talk people into things. Right, people are very eloquent. Like, what does it mean? The dibur is in Golus. But the truth is, reflecting on the power of speech. So everyone knows the famous Targum Unklus on the pasuk Vayipach Bap of Nishmas Chaim, Vayadam LeNefesh Chaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu breathed into man a neshama of life. It's talking about his heavenly neshama, not his biochemical life. This is the neshama that's called Kivyachol Chelak Elokam Mimal. Not to be taken literally, right? But it's a spark of divinity. And Vayadam LeNefesh Chaya was now a creature of life, says Unkelus Ruach Memalala, a speaking spirit. Right, that speech is called life. Right, Nefesh Chaya Ruach Memalala, being a creature of life. Right, is a speaking spirit. Right. So the question is like this: what is speech? What does it mean? Right, is it communication? Animals communicate just fine. Right, they if they need, they even have sense of community. School of fish, whatever the herd. Right, they could convey to each other if they want a mate. If they find danger, right, they get along just fine. Matter of fact, they get along better than we do. Right, you never see animals in therapy, patch up their relationship. Right, because they don't need it either. Right, get along fine. No communication problems. And, as far as day-to-day, whatever they need from their communities, they get just fine. With the sounds and with the body movements, they get, whatever they want. So what is speech? Like, how is speech different than, mating calls and all other, and letting out a scream that danger is coming? What is it? So the depth of the idea of what speech is about is the idea that, it's the gift to capture ideas and be able to put them into words. Right? Speech is not about for for pragmatic things. The animals get by without having language as we know it. Language is the ability to capture ideas. And since you can put the ideas into words, you can share ideas. Right? The glory of the human being, right, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this creature that he should not live a biochemical life like the animals. He should live a life of ideas. Right? And the fact that we use language for our regular physical needs is that the pshat is that even what we do, physical things that we do that seemingly we have in common with the animals, it's not the same. We are putting into action ideas. They're not living by ideas or ideology. They're living by instinct, right? Biochemical instinct. We are living a life of ideas. We're putting ideas into play. Right, where do we find speech before Adam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo, v'yomer Elokim, v'asara ma'amoros nivra ha'olam. God, the mission of us says it, you know, very, very glaringly. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with speech. V'asara ma'amoros. I mean, you have to like take as a word, to a certain extent, take the psukim, literally, not that God spoke, you know, with a mouth. He doesn't have a mouth. He doesn't have a goof, you know, but it was the idea, but the concept of speech, the concept applies to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions. He has an action called speech. So what does it say over there by the Genesis? V'elokim yehi or, v'ayehi or. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, let there be light, and then there was light. Meaning, first there was the idea. He put that idea into words. Meaning, he first conceived of or, and then he put it into words. In Isis, Aleph Vav Resh, and when he spoke it, so that idea became reality. And that's what the power of speech is, that you could take ideas, by putting them into words, you could bring them mamish into the physical universe, right? That lo mi baya, that when you want to do something yourself, you first have an idea, but you want to concretize it. So you put it into words. And when you put it into words, then you could put it into action. So it's a very necessary phase to go from thought to action is to first put it into words, then concretize it, brings it more down to earth, that when you put it into words, then it could be an actionable plan. And that's even between you and yourself. But if it's an idea and you want others to execute it, right, to put that idea into play, you got to put that idea into words, you communicate it to them, and then they could act based on those ideas. So the idea of speech is a wonderful gift. That's the transition from the world of ideas to the physical realm. It's an intermediary phase, right? You know, animals are just 100% physical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created speech and created a world of speech because Olam HaZeh is supposed to, it's a physical world, but it's supposed to receive ideas. That's not just to be only physical, like animals, right? Not to be only physical. It should be a physical world that is filled with ideas. And that's what speech is, right? And that's what it means. The man is a creature of speech. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words gave life to the universe, Basar Ma'amoros Nivra Olam, man's speech could give life. And that's what Unklus means. Nefesh Chaya, right? Says Nefesh Chayim. It means Nefesh Chaya, man is a creature that can give life. Give life. Not just be alive, but give life. We could give real life to the world because the world of ideas are eternal. Real value, give what life, like ubesot ubacharta b'chaim, to choose Torah is the call to choose life, the real life, the eternal life, we could bring that life into the world. That's the gift of speech, that we have the antennas, we have a neshama that could grab the ideas of Torah, put them into words, and bring it into this world. And it works the other way also, right? We can convert our bodily needs into spirituality. You have a physical need, you need something. What do? You daven, right? And you put that need into words, and you send it up into heaven, and it makes a tremendous tikkun also. That's what it says. Lama ayu ha'imos, HaKadosh Chazal say, why did HaKadosh Hu make our forebears barren? Because HaKadosh Hu mis'avel tefilosim shel tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefilos. So sometimes he sends us needs to force us to daven. That, you know, speech is a wonderful gift of bringing ideas in. And also, when we conceptualize our physical needs, we turn them into ruchnius that way. When we turn our needs, put it into words and send it to heaven, it's like a korban. And that's why tefillah could supplement for korbanos. Right? Because it's like, you know, you burn the animal, you send it up to heaven, you convert Gashmias into Ruchnias. You do it with speech also. With your, put your needs into words and say those words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also like a carbon. That's why tefillah could supplement for karbonos. And until Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, when the world was living in that phase that Chazal referred to as Alpayim Tohu, right, the 2,000 years of when the world didn't have a proper form yet, right, because Am Yisrael didn't walk the globe yet as a nation. There wasn't Torah in the world. So during that time, it's called that the Dibur was in Gos, speech was, you know, in exile. It wasn't being used for what it was meant for, because there was no Torah to put into words and to communicate to mankind. There was no Torah on earth to talk Divrei Torah, right? People weren't davening because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wasn't on the radar. When Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Paro, for the first time, he says, Lo yadati es Hashem. I don't know who this Hashem guy is. I never heard of him. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm not sending away the Jewish people. So during that time, when there was no Divrei Torah and there was no Divrei Tefillah in the world, so it's called that the whole power of speech was in Golus, that mankind had the power of speech, but using it like animals. What was speech used for? Use words like animals make mating calls, like animals make all other signs and signals that, you know, for their physical needs. We're using speech the same way. That's called the speech is in Golus. Right? With Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's called the liberation of speech, that with Am Yisrael coming out, Am Yisrael got, you know, brought tefillah into the world and brought Divrei Torah in the world. And that's what speech was created for Divrei Torah and Divrei Tefillah. And that's what it means. HaKadosh was bringing these makas, Leman Saper Shmi, right, to become the conversation of mankind. Because that's what Sipur, the power of speech, was created for. To be speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be speaking about values. To be speaking about ideas. And that's why HaKadosh said, I have to bring more makas until I make this revolution of Leman Saper Shmi Bechards. It's going to make a conversion of what Sipur, what they're being misapers of. Instead of talking about the news, saying about talking about the weather, right? People are going to be talking about real things, real ideas. About HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how everything should relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how Kol Ma'asecha Yehu L'Shem Shamayim, and the world will start bringing in ideas into the world. Right. That's the tremendous tikkun that Yetzias Mitzrayim brought, that brought out the Dibur, right? That humanity changed, that now Leman Saper Shmi B'Chorot, people are using the power of speech for the purpose that speech was created for, to communicate ideas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world, and also to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right?
This start with the Avos, because Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they had Torah, and they were misaken actually the tefillos.
No, yeah, right.
So
that is correct.
They had it before,
but not b'chol ha'aretz. Not b'chol ha'aretz. It wasn't a global change. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, they had their personal breakthroughs, and it was there alone. But the world remained the same world. The world didn't change. And after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leman Saper Shmi B'Chorot, everyone heard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From after Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a conversation piece. Right? Everyone's heard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone heard of Am Yisrael. Everyone heard of the Torah. The world changed. The others changed themselves. Yetzias Mitzrayim changed the world. Right? And it's called not just the liberation of Am Yisrael, a certain liberation of humanity. Right? Any that belong to a species called the Medaber, right, have an opportunity now to use their speech for the purpose of bringing heavenly ideas into the world, or having a, you know, using it to send things bottom up and speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that's what the necessity of all the makas was, and that's what we celebrate Leil HaSeder, you know, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the liberation of the power of speech itself, and that's why there's this halach of Kol Amar Belisaper Harei Zeh Meshubach. The more you talk, the better, because you're celebrating the power of sharing ideas of heavenly content, not ideas that are made up and not things that are, you know, earthly and mundane. Right, to be, you know, Gilui Elokus, the divine revelation through speech, just like the Navi. Right, that's, you know, the Navi. What does he get? He gets communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, and every Jew has his chelek of how he could apprehend heavenly ideas, his chelek and Torah, and speak it out and bring it into the world. And that's what's supposed to have been the pivotal change of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we were supposed to progress from, you know, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim would mark the beginning bepal of the Alpayim Torah. the 2,000 years of Mashiach, and then, you know, 2,000 years of Torah, excuse me, and then at the end of that, roughly the year 4,000, was supposed to be the Alpayim Mashiach, right? So the Gemara tells us that, you know, Baniyusenu, you know, Bavroseinu, we lost, you know, and we lost from those 2,000 years of Melech HaMashiach, supposed to be Mashiach's empire, and we regressed back to Tohu. We regressed all the way back to even prior to Alpayim Torah, because in the course of Alpayim Torah, we had big tikkunim, like the conquest of Eretz Yisrael and like Beis HaMikdash, and we lost that also. But, says the Ramchal in the Derech Hashem, right, that the world can never regress prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right, that's like, you know, there's like a stopgap of how bad, how much damage we could do and how far we could reverse the progress that we made up to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is a permanent stopgap. It can't revert back to prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And says the Ramchal, what's his proof? Right, his proof is because there's still Torah on earth. People are still speaking Divrei Torah. So you know, based on Mikdash, we don't have, right? But Torah there is, right? And he says everyone's heard of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And that will never change. The Ramchal says, you know, that's where, you know, this is the stopgap, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is a permanent change that can never be reversed. The Tikkunim of Binyan Beis Hamikdash unfortunately got reversed. Yetzias Mitzrayim never gets reversed. And that's why I call it, you find through all the mitzvah Torah, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim made a permanent change that made Torah mitzvahs possible. Right? You just have to hope and be somech on the Haftacha of the Ramchal, that things can't revert to prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because, you know, when they, because the real freedom of speech, the real freedom of speech was Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we speak about the Torah and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and Ratzon HaBore, and we speak about morality, right? Right, but you know, Hashem should help that we will win the war against political correctness, and the speech will remain truly free to speak about Kvod Al Yisparach and Mitzvosav and what he wants.